Alicia here. Welcome to today's episode of Not So Daily Musings. It's been a while since I've been around. It's you know, go figure. It's a lot to juggle, going to university, releasing an album, running a business, raising a kid. So it's a work in progress to figure out the balance of when do I even take time to make these videos for you. But I am going to be sharing a video in the near future that's a little bit of a different format than what I usually do, which is just me sitting here and talking to you as if we're in the living room together having a conversation. I was actually in someone's living room having a conversation with them, and I'm going to share that with you hopefully in the next couple weeks. It was a conversation with a good friend of mine, Dave Roman, who is one of the only local musicians I know who I've been friends with for a while, who makes his living from music in like a really cool way. He's like a sound engineer and stuff like that. He mastered my band's album, and I've been working with him for a long time. So we sat down and had like a really long conversation, and he's portioning some of it out for his podcast, and I'm going to be portioning some of it out for you guys if you're interested at all. It's just a conversation. It's like a podcast. I'll share it on my podcasting platform as well. But I'll also, assuming the video content works, I'll also be cross-publishing with YouTube as well. So I've never really done like an interview type post before for you guys. So I think that'll be a fun change of pace. I hope you enjoy it. So that's coming up in the future. The thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about today, just a little bit of a quick update, but I wanted to especially expand on something that's really been working for me lately. And that's waking up at 5 a.m. I should also say that I've gone through periods of my life where for maybe a month or two, I've woken up at 5 a.m. And it's historically been tough. It's been a little bit of a struggle. There was one point in time where I was waking up at 5 and then doing a little bit of like whatever, I don't know, maybe I was practicing piano or something. And then I would go to the gym right at 6, right when the gym opened. And that routine worked for me for a couple months. And it eventually fell apart. But there was a good moment in time where I was able to pull that off, I think because I had somewhere to be. And then I tried it again once too, where I think it didn't last longer than a month or two, because something happens, like you stay up late and you say like throw my cares to the wind, this is ridiculous. This is the first time in my life where I've been waking up at 5 a.m. and it doesn't feel ridiculous. It feels, I don't want to say it feels easy. It's not easy waking up at 5 a.m. for me. I'm like a really grouchy person, probably for the first 10 minutes. And I have a bad habit of falling back asleep. I'm pretty good about it, but yeah, I'm not like a happy person when I wake up. I want to just be on my own. But that's exactly what I get. I get the benefit of having at least 2 hours entirely to myself where I can just like concentrate on big projects, concentrate on studying, things like that, where I feel like even though I'm grouchy at 5 a.m., I have really good focus. Mornings are great for me. And then I usually crush like the vast majority of the things I need to do in the first half of the day. And then the second half of the day is often I'm more in like mom mode for the most part. So with like bits and pieces of studying sprinkled throughout. So it's really important for me to optimize my mornings. I'm about 1 month into taking a full-time university load, and it's been tough. I'm working on a lot of things that I'll want to share with you in the future once I get better at them. Like how do I learn the most efficiently? I think is the biggest one. How can I be more efficient? Because I just do not have time to waste in terms of school. I can't just, you know, randomly throw an extra 10 hours to the wind because I don't have the 10 hours to spare. It's going to come out of something else. It's going to come out of my, you know, my regular work or things like that. I can't do that. So the time that I do have, it needs to be highly focused and getting the most bang for my buck, so to speak. So a lot of my first month has been just kind of getting used to having classes to attend and things like that. But also, I'm starting from scratch. I've never done this before. So I don't know how to be efficient, and I'm kind of learning as I go. I'll get back to the 5 a.m., but this is just a little digression. I think that it's been going okay so far. I've had a few tests so far, and my marks have been pretty good. I think I'm solidly in A-ish territory, like between like, 80s and 90s. So one of my goals, I mean, I don't need to like get the highest marks or anything. I'm not going to be super competitive about it. That would be insane. But I do want to do my best. And I think that in certain classes, that might not be a very high mark. Right now, I'm taking a logic class, and it's very mathematical. And I just don't think that I'm particularly gifted with mathematical thinking, even though I just feel like I have to try a lot harder in that class in particular, and I'm probably not going to get a super great mark. And that's fine. It's more are my marks reflecting the amount of care and attention that I'm putting into? I want to make sure that I'm doing a good job. Otherwise, what's the point? I don't want to just show up to school and like not try. That wouldn't make any sense. So efficiency is really important to me. Effectiveness also is really important to me. So for example, I don't have time to do, or the energy to do all night study sessions or anything like that. So that's immediately off the table. So when I'm taking notes, when I'm reading chapters, having discussions, I'm thinking, okay, how do I internalize this the fastest to make sure that I'm not wasting a bunch of energy having these all night sessions or things like that? So for example, I had a couple tests recently where once I put together my review materials, I only spent maybe like 2, maybe 3 hours studying, like at most, for a really, like, so one of them was a really important, actually both of them were really important. They were worth like 20 or 30%, I think 30% of my overall mark. So they're not tests to slouch at. They're tests that I want to be well prepared for, but I think I only put in about 3 hours of studying. But it was 1 hour at a time, it was really focused, and I had really good materials, and my memory and retention is pretty good, just generally. And one of those tests I ended up getting a 96 on. So I feel like, okay, I've got like a pretty good system. There's a lot of room for refinement though. So the thing about waking up at 5 a.m. is I wouldn't be able to do any of this if I didn't, because if I didn't have a kid, then I could wake up whenever I want and it'd probably be fine. But since I have a kid and since I run a business, if I don't wake up early, then that time spent studying would have to come at the end of the night. So if I woke up at 7, same time as my kid, and I went to bed at 11, then I theoretically would have, you know, a few hours at night to study if I wanted to, the same few hours that I would have in the morning. But by the end of the day, I feel like my brain is, I'm so fatigued. I just want to have fun. I don't want to do work. I want to have time for hanging out with my friends and other people and just like just relaxing. So usually everything from like, and this isn't always true. I do teach in the evening sometimes as well, but pretty much from supper time onward is like rest time for me. It's hanging out with people. It's doing something fun. It's eating supper and just like unwinding. I think that anytime you have a crazy schedule, you really need to be like super diligent about locking up your rest time and making sure nothing touches it. So that's how the evenings feel to me. And if I didn't wake up in the morning, then all of a sudden I think I'd be feeling a lot more stressed because my evening times would be taken over with this need to work when I'm the least primed to work. It's the time where I just want to have fun. And now all of a sudden I can't have fun. I have to work. I have to like study and do stuff like that. So then I think inwardly I'd be feeling a lot of tension and stress. Like, oh, I don't want to do this. This is a drag. Whereas when I wake up at 5 in the morning, I feel like I have to get out of bed. I have to do it. If I don't do it, then it's going to wreck my relaxing at the end of the day. So there's something that feels freeing about that, because then between 5 to 7, I have no angst about, like, I can nap later in the day if I need to. I do that every now and then. So I feel like, okay, even if I'm a little tired right now, I'll wake up soon. And it's a great opportunity to study. My mind is the most sharp first thing in the morning for the first couple hours. And nothing is being sacrificed. If I sacrificed waking up early, then all of a sudden the balance, like there's no balance in my life. And it's all come from waking up at 5. And I started doing this back in December. Before I even started going to school. So this wasn't done because I wanted to go to school. It's because I wanted to feel more balanced and feel more at peace with how I'm managing my time. So I'm not saying that you should wake up at 5 a.m., but if it's just interesting to consider, because I used to like reading about people who woke up early and their habits and routines and stuff like that. So maybe in the future I'll do a blog post or something where I share the way that my week flows. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday and he was mentioning like, we need to hunker down and have like a time management conversation, because I just do not understand how you live your life. Is it just like insane discipline or tons of energy or, you know, what is it? I don't feel like it's either of those things. Maybe it's a little bit of that. Maybe I'm a little bit disciplined. Maybe I'm a little bit energetic, but I think I'm way less hardcore than people think I am. I know waking up at 5 a.m. seems really hardcore, but the way I feel about it is the important parts. Like, I feel peaceful with it. I don't feel like I'm like muscling through something really difficult. And I think that's a major distinction. I think sometimes people look at someone who has like a lot of structure in their life. And for the record, I don't always like having this much structure in my life. This is a moments in time, it won't be forever. So I'm okay with that. But I think sometimes people look at people with a lot of structure and think like, oh man, they must be like gritting their teeth through the whole experience. It's like, oh, it really sucks. Kind of like lifting a heavy weight. But the thing is I don't feel like that for the most part. There are like every now and then I have days, like everyone has days. It's kind of like, I think how people who aren't in the habit of eating healthy food or eating vegetables think like, oh man, people must just be like closing their eyes and plugging their nose and eating broccoli. And it just must really suck for them. They must have a lot of discipline. But actually there's this perspective where it's really easy to eat broccoli if you like it. And I really like broccoli and I really like eating healthy food. It's not a grind. It's not a struggle. Like being vegan, for example, there's nothing about that that's a struggle for me. But someone on the outside might think that I'm exercising a lot of discipline and I'm really hardcore. What I'm really doing throughout all of this, and this includes waking up at 5 a.m., and it's the point of what I want to say to you, is I'm aligning with what feels right to me. I'm not being kind of lazy is fine. And there's been points in my life where I have been lazy, believe it or not. And that's fine, but that doesn't feel like the way that I want to go right now. It feels the most, it's not easy. I wouldn't make the mistake of conflating ease with like what is right. Because doing what's easy is going to make you like wimpy on some level and some like psychological level, just the way that, you know, it's not easy to lift weights, but there's something that can be really desirable about that, even if it's not easy. So it's kind of like that. It's like the people who say that they love going to the gym and working out. Well, it's not easy what they're doing, but they love doing it all the same. I guess that's sort of what I'm trying to say. So anyway, nice catching up with you guys, and I'll talk to you soon.